I said she went back to school and got a doctor's degree when her son was small, and she carried him with her, and her husband stayed up here. And, you know, I just admire people like her. But as far as when I was young,
do you think it might have been because you had such good role models with your family?
I think it is.
That you didn't have to look for other...
That I saw enough people in my own family that...
You had a strong background.
I kind of just had to learn to be self-sufficient and myself.
Did you read a lot when you were younger? Did you get that? I did read.
I didn't read as much as I should, but I always, like, I used my hands to do things, and I always liked, like, my little sister, you know, I just kind of helped her do everything because she was so little. When our mother died, I had to learn to, had to show her how to dress.
She was
and
three.
She was three, and I was eight. But we did in this state, though. I forgot exactly how long ago. I guess it's one of the first states we, George Wallace's wife, Lurline Wallace, was, you know, governor here. And I think maybe that was an show women that they could hold positions in government, you know. And of course, Helen Keller, you know, is from Alabama. And there's been outstanding women, but it's just...
Nothing that you can remember.
Not that
had an impact on you. You had enough.
I see it now, but not, it wasn't an impact back then.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see Dr. Yoakam now. Is there anyone else that you... Anyone? I mean, even, I mean, not only necessarily just women, but anyone that's had an influence on you in the last couple of years or anything?
Let's see.
No?
Drawing a blank.
That's okay. I don't have anybody.
No. I guess I'm just, well, and that shouldn't be. There's a lot of, so much more women in, well, even though a lot of people don't. Like Hillary Clinton. I mean, I think she's a strong, positive person. I mean, you know, she's, they may not like her views and everything. And I don't think she's trying to run his business. But it is one present, his wife is getting involved and doing more than just being
sitting back and having parties. Yeah.
She's actually doing some of the committee work and doing that. And I think she's one of the first ones that have. The others have just been like a silent partner. And I think she's a good one. And then, of course, the space program, you know, there's been several women
in that.
And I'm glad to finally see this. So, we're getting in there. One of these days, I heard on the Today Show, I was getting dressed the day that Katie Couric still asking a man sometime this morning, why does still women only make 70 cents on the for every dollar that a man makes still, no matter what kind of profession they're in? And I don't know, maybe one day we'll be equal. Now, I know my husband sometimes will kid, and he's always said things like, oh, listen to you. I mean, if there's somebody, some job or something, I say, she can do that, or I can do that. He says, oh, you just want them old, just an old women's liver. And I said, so what? I said, if she's good and she can do the job and she's qualified, why shouldn't she do it? And I, you know, that's why I'm saying, if he had objected, he probably done him any good. But he sometimes, when he forgets and he really comes, he's the real himself comes out. I guess he doesn't say it to me, but he'll say, "Oh, that woman doesn't need to be doing that. That's not a place for a woman." And I think it's that old. Raising, you know, from back when he was raised that way, he hadn't maybe fully accepted it. I think a lot of men still think that's just not
that we're still trying.
Right.
They think that we're still trying, that we have not accomplished anything.
Right.
That we're still trying to be.
Why should a woman want to be a fireman?
I think they still have the idea that we want to be equal, meaning we want to be them.
Right.
We don't want to be them.
No.
So.
And, if we did, I would swap a lot of things that women have, lots of things that we could swap and be equal. I'd love them. But, you know, it's never does seem that men do their equal share.
I think that's why I like this department, is because it is still, quote-unquote, you want to categorize it as the woman's work, it still has value, even if it's perceived wrong.
It still has
value.
Right, it does.
I think that's what you have given to your students, that even though it has been a long time perceived as unimportant or to do if you can't do anything else, it still is an important job.
It is. I've tried to tell Tammy that when she was working at a drugstore as just part-time in the summers, she would say, come in someday, and she'd be complaining about what she had to do that day. She had to scrub the toilet, or she had to go in and clean this. I said, Tammy, that might not have been what you were hired to do, but I said, you go in and do a good job of whatever you do. And I said, if you leave that place back there speaking Spanish, I said, everybody will feel good about it. And you should be too. Don't look at it as something that's just a dirty job and I got to go do it. I said, make it something that's a challenge. I mean, and say, okay, we're going to fix this place up or whatever. Same thing about, like you said, of any kind of work. Mm-hmm. It can be drudgery and it can be terrible and I don't like doing it, or you can make the best of it and making it something, like you said, rewarding.
Are you considering retiring soon?
Dr. Yoakum and I both sit because we both have got about 28 years, and you can retire at 25, which is what my husband did, but I don't know what I'd do. I mean, I wouldn't know what I would do. Everybody likes to have a vacation and be off for a while, but I would miss so much. I think I've been in it so long, and just the contact with people, I think I'm more of a people person, and I just don't think I would enjoy sitting at home, even though I could find plenty to do, and I could sew myself crazy. But then, if I don't have anything to share with anybody, what's the good of sewing stuff that's just going to lay there on the, you know, right. So I don't know. It's really a hard question.
Do you think you've been successful? Do you consider yourself successful?
I do. Maybe not in other people's eyes, but I've done what I wanted to do. I know I could have done a lot more. I feel like maybe I could have reached more students, been more patient. And this is the field that I really wanted to be in.
Ever had any doubts?
At one time, but when I first came to school, I really thought, maybe it was when I was in high school, that I wanted to be, I don't know if you be, what, I enjoyed fashion designing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love to sit and sketch and draw. And I would draw pictures of women with, and in fact I entered some art contests and I did okay, but I enjoyed drawing clothes, because that's when we would play with paper dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't use the little made clothes. I made my own clothes and put on my paper dolls, and I always enjoyed doing that. And I just thought I would love to be a person that makes, draws and designs clothes. But then I don't know. I realized that a family and a husband and children were more important. And I don't believe people that really live that life, it's such a fast pace.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered trying to implement that into this department? Showing the basic techniques of designing?
I haven't.
That way you could still be able to do it, to show the basics of designing.
I know it. I had never thought about it.
Because that would satisfy a lot of people. Yourself, because you would actually be able to do it more.
I really should have done it years ago, and I might have been probably too rusty now and couldn't do it. But I think design, if it was taught in our department, would be more helpful to the students.
Just beginning mm-hmm. design taught, you know, this
because it really applies. It needs to apply the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And merchandising, and sometimes I'm not sure that the emphasis in the art department is in that area, because I know
that would be a way for you to get back to doing that.
I even had a book one that I thought, well, this would be the best book to have a class. It was called Fashion Illustration,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a book that showed, starting out, how to draw the human figure, and how to draw mm-hmm. proportions and everything, but I think it was because our department was so small.
To add one more class.
And we considered one time hiring a third person that would, you know, when we were thinking about the interiors degree, mm-hmm. would it be in housing, that would, you know, because interior design has so much drawings of house plans and details, right. and it if we could get a person that have a housing degree with a maybe art background, that we could teach it in this department. But then our funds got limited, and they didn't let us advertise for a housing teacher. Mm-hmm. And it about, I believe it was about 5 or 6 years ago, we had 9 faculty. And when they started cutting and financial, we cut 3 faculty and we were down to 6. And so when those, and we'll probably never have 9 again. We didn't know how lucky we were, I guess. We had 3 food teachers. And I forgot who, we maybe had 2 that helped in the child development lab. I don't know, but we had 9.
Mm-hmm.
And now because of the money crunch, we absorb the classes that were of the 3 that we lost. And now that they see that we can do it.
Right. Well, maybe with enrollment increasing, that would be a substantial reason to... And the fact that fashion is becoming more of a respected profession,
right,
not just a making money profession. Right. Now with the men's increasing, shoes, jewelry, everything is
everything
increasing, that maybe it would be.
Well, I hope so. I just hope that we don't. I think that what we're afraid of in home economics or here in our department is it's going to be like so many colleges that we're going to be consolidated into. Mm-hmm. There might not be a family and consumer science or a home economics department that nutrition and all that would be absorbed by the PE or the biology and
mm-hmm.
fitness.
Mm-hmm.
That fashion merchandising would be absorbed by marketing and business, and that the child development would be absorbed by the education and child care.
Right.
And that there won't be our department. Separate departments. I hope it never happens, but I think we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
It may happen. Because they feel like, well, you're too specific over there. If we could put you over here in our department, that's what you are, really, merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it won't ever happen. Hope not.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, man. Okay.